from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Francis Salesiar, and today our homilist is Deacon Mike Walsh. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from California. This Mass is offered for the forgiveness of sinners. We know that this television Mass brings meaning to the lives of tens of thousands of the faithful across our land and around the world, and they join with me in thanking our donor for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes we wonder, are we good enough? Jesus uses the example of a small seed and the yeast to show that how a simple thing can bring about a greater change. God has created each of us for a purpose. God does not make mistakes, but we put ourselves down and we wonder. So we ask God's pardon and mercy for the times that we have failed to place our trust and believe in God. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that the course of our world may be directed by your peaceful rule, and that your church may rejoice untroubled in her devotion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. My brothers and sisters, be subject to one another out of the reverence for Christ. Wives, be subject to your husbands as you are to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, just as Christ is the head of the church, the body of which he is the Savior. Just as the church is subject to Christ, so also wives ought to be in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, in order to make her holy, by cleansing her with the washing of water by the word, so as to present the church to himself in splendor, without a spot or wrinkle or anything of the kind. Yes, so that she may be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives, as they do their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hates his own body, but he nourishes it and tenderly cares for it, just as Christ does for the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a great mystery, and I am applying it to Christ and the church. Each of you, however, should love his wife as himself, and a wife should respect her husband. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy are those who fear the Lord. Happy are those who fear the Lord. Happy is the one who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be happy, and it shall go well with you. Happy are those who fear the Lord. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Happy are those who fear the Lord. Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Happy are those who fear the Lord. Alleluia. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? And to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and it became a tree, and the birds of the air made nest in its branches." And again Jesus said, "To what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like the yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I was talking with someone just before Mass, and we were talking about time and the passage of time, and how different it seems during these last few months of the lockdown, our perceptions of how time has passed. In some ways, it seems like it's going very slowly, but today is the end of October, and I don't know about you, but I've been talking to my wife and others, and we say, where in the world did October go? It's almost the end of 2020. Where did this year go? And then I was talking with, just a couple of weeks ago, end of September, my family and I, we went on a very short little holiday up to a cottage, just the four of us, and it was to celebrate my son's 40th birthday. And I sat there while we were celebrating, and I said, how is it possible that I have a kid that's 40 years old? And while I was away, my cousin, who I haven't really talked to in a long time, sent me an email. This is the cousin I grew up with for the first few years of my life. We lived very close to each other. He's now retired.
and he's working on a family tree project. And I thought to myself, where did that 65 years go? And when he brought up this question about my mom's side of the family and his dad, my mom was his dad's sister, it got me to thinking about some things that happened very early in my life, like I remember them like they were yesterday. We had moved to a new house. My cousin had moved away to Quebec by then. We kind of lost touch. But this first day I remember clearly, like again, it happened yesterday, was in June of 1963. We were out playing, my brothers and I. We came in, and I remember it because both my mom and my grandmother who was living with us at the time, both very devout Catholics, they were crying. And then we learned soon after that Pope John the 23rd had just died, and they had a particular love for this great pope. The second day I remember, and if you were alive in 1963, I bet you remember this too, was that day in November. I was sitting in class, I was in grade 4. A teacher came to the door to talk to our teacher. Our teachers, you could just see something had happened, and she came and said that the President of the United States had been shot and that we were all to go home. The thing I remember most about the next days that followed after that was that it was really, I think, for the first time I had ever experienced a Catholic funeral, any funeral, right? Although one like, you know, you wouldn't see almost anywhere else. And the third was a personal experience, and this really came back to life with my cousin's email. This happened a number of years later. It was 1968, it was the summer, and my father had booked us to go to a little holiday, 3 or 4 days in a hotel, not far outside of Toronto. We're going to swim in the pool and eat good food and have a good time. And we got there, and my grandmother had come over, and she had now lived somewhere else. She came over to dog sit for us because we had this little dog. And we got a call, and it was her. And she wasn't feeling well. And so my mother talked to her, and she decided, my mom, that we had to go home just to make sure she was okay, which we did. We packed up all our stuff. We were disappointed. We got home. And then I remember clearly the ambulance came and they carried her down the steps we had in this gurney and took her to the hospital. My parents returned a couple hours later, said she was resting fine. Everything was okay. My mom went to lie down. And then we got a phone call. And my dad took that call. And I could see all the color leave his face. And he didn't say anything to us when he got off the phone, but he went in to the bedroom where my mother was lying down. And a few seconds later, this scream, something I still remember of my mom as she found out that her mother had just died. And so this was the first personal experience I had in my life with someone very close to me dying. And again, I remember clearly at her funeral wearing this blazer for my high school. I was just going into high school. I hadn't gone there yet, this Jesuit high school, and being there as a pallbearer with the cousin who had just sent me this email. So what does this have to do with our gospel today? Well, as October leaves us, we've been praying all month in thanksgiving for the many gifts we have been given. And as November arrives, it is a month traditionally and a month here at the Daily TV Mass community where we offer up prayers of remembrance. We remember those who have died and gone before us. And so when I looked at today's gospel, these two parables, it struck me. Here's Jesus teaching, as he does in parables, as he has been. And he says this. I'll just talk about the second one. And again, Jesus said, "To what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like the yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until it was leavened." And I thought about that, and I thought, the yeast in this story, the woman represents God, the yeast is our faith, and one of the things that we believe as Christians, as Catholics, is in life everlasting. As a matter of fact, one of the biggest reasons I pity atheists when I listen to them talk is the fact that they don't have this belief in everlasting life. So what does this faith of ours, this little bit of yeast or this tiny mustard seed, this gift from our God, what does it lead us to? Well, first of all, we come to believe that we are the beloved of a loving God. He created us. He's the one who gave us these gifts. And when do we need our faith the most? Well, certainly at times of joy, like at announcement of a birth, of the birth of a new child, the baptism, a wedding. But I would argue that we need this faith the most during times of suffering and sorrow. See, when we're going through these deep periods of suffering, we remember Jesus during his passion, and we follow his lead, where we pick up our cross and we follow him. But where we really need this faith is when someone close to us dies. You know, grief is a very personal experience. The gift of the yeast within us, this faith, helps sustain us through that because we believe that the promise of baptism, which is life everlasting, lives on. So why do we as Catholics pray for the dead? Well, we do that to help them on their journey because we believe that death is not the end of anything, just the start of the next part of the journey. We do it to help us remember them, and we acknowledge that we believe in the promise of life everlasting. So as we come into November, it is a month for us to remember. We have All Saints Day, we remember those who actually lived this faith to the fullest. All Souls Day, those who are still on the journey. And in November 11th, remember all those who served our country. And so as a daily TV Mass community, we are going to pray each day for all of those in our book of remembrance. We're going to be like that woman in the parable, and our prayers are going to be like the yeast. And I'll end with this quote from St. John Paul XXIII, who told us, "The devotion to the memory of the dead is one of the most beautiful expressions of the Catholic spirit." And those of us who believe deeply in life everlasting know what it means to be able to leave this Mass in peace and to serve the Lord by the way we choose to live our lives. God bless. So join me now as we bring our prayers to God who created earth and its fullness. And for all of those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, we pray that during this time of Thanksgiving, that we be grateful for all the gifts that we have been given and that we would be willing to share these goods and talents with others. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are sick and suffering, especially those who are isolated and without help, for their healing, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those who have died, for eternal rest for their souls, and for the peace and the comfort of those they left behind, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, hear our prayers and console us as we renew our faith in your Son, whom you raised from the dead. Strengthen our hope that all of our departed brothers and sisters will share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become the bread of life.
Blessed
be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, dear brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord
sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name. O God, who provide gifts to be offered to your name and count our oblations as signs of our desire to serve you with devotion, we ask of your mercy that what you grant us, the source of merit, may also help us to attain merit's reward through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him with great goodness you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice once more, giving thanks. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Thomas our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope on the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
With your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
With those of you at home, join with me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Nourished by your saving gifts, we beseech your mercy, Lord, that by this same sacrament with which you feed us in the present age, you may make us partakers of life eternal. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass. If you're interested in making monthly donations using the pre-authorized checking method, please call our office at 1-888-383-6277 for details.